It is Friday, May 17th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Antoinette Grada.
And with us once again, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Kyle, you have to play along with me.
I will.
We're going to have a little mini segment of Romper Room.
Ah, what, okay.
What is this?
Predates Antoinette.
It does predate Antoinette.
A lot of things predate me.
Yeah, and actually, to be fair, it probably predates people 10 years older than Antoinette.
Everybody's 10 years older than Antoinette.
At least.
Romper Room has not been a staple on television for quite some time.
Okay, well, the concept of Romper Room was like a playtime for kids.
Okay.
And so this is Miss Becca's Romper Room. And the teacher on Romper Room could always see the audience on the other side of the TV.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So since I can see you now, everybody who grew up as an avid reader, raise your hand. I see all your hands. I see Dan's hand and Carla's hand.
This
I
is
see
like
Antoinette's
Blue's
hand. Yes, it's kind of like Blue's Clues.
Okay. On it.
Okay, so that's what's so cool about Books in Bloom.
Ah, Sunday at the Crescent Hotel.
Is that every year you either, as you get older, it's harder to discover, I think, new authors that you like. Because you've read it all. You know, you've read this genre of mystery and you've read, well, this event allows you to discover new authors like Jerusalem Greer,
who I talked to this week, yes,
or to meet authors that you're really enamored of, like Craig Johnson,
who writes Western genre,
the Longmire books,
yeah,
or Catherine Coulter,
mm-hmm.
And so we did a story in What's Up about Jerusalem Greer,
yeah,
but we also did a Q&A, five questions with Catherine Coulter. Turns out she's really quite a smart aleck.
Oh, yeah?
Ask her how she made the transition from Wall Street speechwriter to novelist.
What'd she say?
Back in the Dark Ages, mm-hmm. Right after the Ark landed in New York, I interviewed with the president of an actuarial firm in Wall Street. It turned out that she wrote her first novel when she was 12 about Little Joe Cartwright, who was her hero.
Michael Landon.
And it was maybe 15 pages long. And she grew up to be an author who's had 70,000 books sold.
Wow.
And I asked her, what do you get out of meeting your readers? Meeting readers is more fun than eating chips and guacamole without guilt. They're excited, happy, want to tell me how much they enjoy my books, so what's not to like? She will be at Books in Bloom Sunday afternoon.
Right. It's noon to five, the whole thing.
Noon to five, yes, the whole thing. And she and several of the authors will be speaking, but there'll also be a chance to meet and mingle and get your book signed and buy books. And all of this benefits the Carroll and Madison County Library System.
Which is a great fundraiser for them.
It's a free event, but they get
sure
proceeds from it. So go to the Crescent Hotel on Sunday.
Noon to five.
Or go to Eureka Springs tonight before 10 o'clock. Because it's the White Street Studio Walk.
One of the best nights all year round.
If you don't know Zeke Taylor, well, by golly, you will by the end of tonight, because I'm sure you'll meet him. And Eleanor Lux and Mary Springer, 40 guest artists,
mm-hmm.
White Street and Eureka Springs. This weekend, there's a garden trade show sponsored by the Arkansas State Master Gardeners with book signings by Don Denton and everything for spring gardening projects from 9 to noon tomorrow at the Hammond Center in Rogers. Track Theater is doing a production for preschoolers.
For preschoolers.
Oh, fun.
It's called Jamie Doesn't Want to Take a Bath. And it happens at 9, 10, and 11 tomorrow at their studio space at 209 Northeast 2nd Street in Bentonville. It's $5. Mm. And tomorrow is Art Museum Day at Crystal Bridges.
Right.
I think they're open 14 hours tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
seriously.
Extended hours.
Right.
11, well, 12, I guess. They're open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, wow.
So it will be a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Mattress is being presented this weekend.
UAFS Academy of the Arts.
2 and 7 o'clock tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday at Breedlove Auditorium.
Inspired by Princess and the Pea.
The Women is this weekend.
Final show ever.
For Village Players.
Sad about this.
And I'm sad about this, too. They've done some wonderful things. They're Godspell. Last
year? You've told me about that.
Yeah, cried for an hour. Not because it was bad, because it was wonderful. 7:30 tonight, 7:30 tomorrow night, and 2 o'clock Sunday at White Auditorium at NWAC. Tickets are $8 to $10. And, of course, Sunday is the Block Street Block Party.
On Block Avenue. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.